上的父，我们感谢赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you and praise you.
因为你的儿子在十字架上为我们成就了最伟大的救赎。
Because your beloved Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, has done the redemption on the cross for the sake of us.
他本来是父怀里的独生爱子。
He was a beloved and begotten son.
从来没有离开过父的面。
He has never left the face from the face of God the Father.
你立他为承受万有的。
Yet you have set him to receive everything.
他可以在天上来掌管这一切。
He has sat in the throne in heaven to be in charge of everything.
你要人能够来顺服他的权柄。
And it is a will and the desire that the man would come before him to obey him.
可惜我们的始祖没有顺服神的话。
But sadly, our forefathers fall.
我们走了自己的路。
They have chosen to walk their own path.
我们没有承认神的主权。
And we didn't confess the authority and the power of the Lord.
一直到今天我们都堕落在罪与死的捆绑中。
Even until today, we're still falling the trap of the death and the sins.
但是我们感谢赞美你。
But we thank you and praise you.
这位本来坐宝座的主耶稣降世为人。
This King who has sat on the throne in heaven has come down to the earth to become a human being just like we are.
愿意用他自己的生命来买赎我们这些堕落的人。
And he is willing to pay the highest price, that is his life, to purchase us.
让我们能够回到神永远的旨意中。
So that we will be brought back to his eternal will and purpose.
让神的心愿能够真正的成全在所有 被救赎的神的儿女中间。
And so that God's heart will be satisfied among all those who are saved.
今天我们为这个福音，为这个伟大的见证来为你而活。
Now we're living alone for you and living alone for this testimony and living alone for our Lord.
我们知道我们自己的软弱。
We know that we are weak, Lord.
但是主啊，你的拣选是没有后悔的。
But you never regret your choosing.
我们就低头敬拜赞美我们做宝座的父神与在他右边的子神。
So we all bow down to worship and give thanks to God the Father and also God the Son who is seated by the right hand side of God.
唯有你是配。
Because only you are worthy.
愿全地都来认识耶和华。
May all the earth would come to know you and to know God Almighty.
愿你的儿子早日的回来建立你自己基督的国。
May your son come soon and to build his own kingdom.
我们也为所有在各地 你所打发的宣教士祷告。
We also remember all the missionaries that you have sent forth in our prayers.
因为你告诉我们天国的福音传遍地极末期就到了。
Because it is a promise that until the gospel or that the mystery of the kingdom of heaven be preached to all the corner of the world, the end time comes.
求你祝福你的工人使女们。
And may you bless all your missionaries, all your servants.
把这个天国的福音快快的传扬。
So that they will be preaching the mystery of the kingdom of heaven into all the corners of the world.
各地的教会也快快的起来。
And we also pray that may all the churches across the world would arise.
做耶和华军队。
And to be the army of God Almighty.
来传扬天国的福音。
And then once again to preach.The gospel of the kingdom of heaven.
祝福我们今天这一段宝贵的时光。
And we submit the following time into a loving care, Lord.
愿你自己亲自向我们的心来说话。
May you speak to us.
让我们能够听了，能够照着去行。
So that not only that we would listen, but also we would do it according to your will.
求真理的圣灵帮助我们每一个人。
May the Holy Spirit and the truth and the Spirit of the truth would help us all.
我们祷告、仰望、交托，奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We submit our prayers into loving care, and we pray this prayer into the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. 请坐。
Please be seated.
弟兄姊妹，早上好。
So once again, my fellow Christians and friends, good morning.
有一个好消息。
We have a great news.
下礼拜可以不戴口罩了。
And starting from next Sunday, you're no longer required to wear a mask.
坏消息是明天下礼拜要早一个钟头来教会。
Here is this is actually a good news bad news sandwich. The bad news is next Sunday will be the first day of daylight saving. So in other words, it's spring forward 1 hour.
有的人很高兴，有的人
很。It seems to me some are happy, some are not as happy.
好，我们两个礼拜前开始来讲这个以弗所书。
So about 2 weeks ago, I started to share a series of sermons regarding the book of Ephesians.
那我们第一讲，如果你没有忘记的话，是从保罗做的那个祷告开始的。
So if you remember, if you still remember, we start the first sermon with the prayer of Paul.
因为他知道他要讲的这一篇道，如果不是圣灵在我们里面做工的话，开我们心中的眼睛，讲了也白讲。
Because he knew deeply that if without the work of the Holy Spirit, it just can't be worked out and worked through the hearts of all Christians.
因为神的工作不在乎我们人怎么样用我们的口去讲，固然讲道有它的价值，但是神真正的工作是在他的圣灵里头开我们里面的眼睛，让我们看得见，耳朵听得见。
So my message or our messages may have some value, but still the work of God is really not about how we speak or how we preach, but rather it's about His power to open the inner eyes of our heart so that we may listen and we may know.
所以保罗就跪下来为他的这些圣徒们祷告。
So Paul, in his book of Ephesians, he bowed down and prayed for his co-workers and fellow Christians.
今天我们进入这个序言。
And so once again, on this, during this series of sermons, we enter into the introduction.
因为保罗这个时候是来到圣经启示的最高峰。
Because as a matter of fact, in the book of Ephesians, Paul has come or has arisen to the summit of a spiritual revelation.
为要讲神的这个永远的旨意，他是被戴着手铐关在监牢里头的。
And bearing this mind, he was put in prison and was in, he's a man in chain while he was sharing his secrets and also sharing about the mysteries of God's of God's eternal purpose.
这个神的仆人是失去了自由的人。
And you see, when Paul was writing this letter, he was a man with no freedom.
外表来讲，他是一个囚犯。
So from the outside, he was indeed a prison.
但是监牢不能够把他捆住，让他不能够传扬这个伟大的福音。
But the prison cannot lock him out so that he cannot preach gospel, but rather he was able to preach gospel profoundly.
这个福音没有受到任何的捆绑。
But the gospel was not limited.
所以他继续的神用他来做工。
So God continued to use him to preach gospel profoundly.
一面他把福音传扬在他旁边的这些狱卒，就是看守他的这些军人、罗马兵。
So on one hand, he was able to preach to all the soldiers who has been looking over him.
另一面，他就写这个四封信给三个教会跟一个个人。
And on the other hand, he was able to write in 4 epistle letters, 3 letters to churches, and 1 letter to one person.
我们去年讲的这个腓立比书是其中的一封。
And so one of the book, or one of the epistle letter that I shared last year was one of them. It was the letter of Philippians.
今年我们讲以弗所书又是他的另外一封。
And this year, as we are mentioned here, the book of Ephesians was his second epistle letter.
另外还有一个哥罗西书。
And of course, followed by another epistle letter, book of Colossians.
这三封信就构成他整个要把神永远的旨意向神的众教会来传扬。
And so these 3 epistle letters summarize the secrets or the mystery of God's eternal purpose that Paul used to preach to all the churches.
他用的词都是非常独特的词汇。
And bear this in mind that during these 3 epistle letters, Paul has chosen very specific words, very special words.
今年我们把我们的注意力放在这个以弗所书上面。
And this year we'd like to focus on the book of Epistle. book of Ephesians.
我在主面前为这件事情就思想祷告。
So while I was bowing down before God and meditating,
因为过去如果你注意我讲道的时候，我常常喜欢把新约跟旧约对起来来讲。
You know, one of my patterns about a message is like to use the comparison or use a comparison between the Old Testament and New Testament.
比如说，罗马书讲因信称义，对吧？
And so now, for example, the book of Romans is about faith through justification.
那要明白什么叫做因信称义这一个真理。
So in order to understand the true meaning of faith by justification,
神在旧约里面就预备了一个人叫做亚伯拉罕。
And so in the Old Testament, God has prepared one particular person, that is Abraham.
所以你就自然而然就到创世纪的亚伯拉罕的故事里头去看，去明白当年神怎么样在亚伯拉罕上做工。
So naturally, you understand a little bit better about the faith through justification by looking into the life of Abraham to see how God worked through him.
然后你把亚伯拉罕一生的故事跟神在新约里面把以因信称义这个真理讲解给我们听的时候凑在一起，啊，你懂了。
And when you compare the life or the story of Abraham, and then the theology quest regarding the faith through justification, now you have a better understanding, a clearer picture.
就跟我们从小学字的时候也是一样，你先画一个先一个牛的图画，然后旁边写一个字牛或者 cow， 那你就。小孩子就看了图就识了字了。
It's like the way that we teach a toddler is how to understand and read or recognize word. First, you don't teach him or her a single or particular word, but rather you paint a picture, say, for example, cow. So when the toddler is ready to connect the picture cow and the word cow, there is a connection. And that's the way how toddler learns to read.
我们每一个人都走过这个路，这个学习的路。
That's how we learn when we are we were younger.
属灵的真理在圣经里面这么多，神要跟我们解属灵的事情，他也用同样的方式，总是在旧约里面摆了一个故事让我们去看，然后新约的真理配在一起，我们就看图。就是认识了真理。
So in the similar way, in the same way, that's how God taught us to grow. So the Old Testament is like the picture, and the New Testament is like the word. So by reading the picture in Old Testament, we're able to recognize and understand the word in the New Testament.
好，那么现在我们要来看以弗所书，我就在主面前祷告，主啊，那个图在哪里？
So while I was meditating and also pray before God, wondering, Lord, when I'm about to explain or try to send a message through Book of Ephesians, Lord, where is my picture?
你们要不要猜一猜？要明白以弗所的真理，那个图在旧约里面是在哪里？
So care to guess, what is a picture in the Old Testament that is referring to the Book of Ephesians or the truth that the Book of Ephesians is about to bring out?
有没有人要猜啊？
Do you have an educated guess?
不是，哦，以西结。
That it came to my mind, the Book of Ezekiel.
对，在我认识的传道人里面，把这个真理连起来的有一个人，是英国的一个有名的传道人，他叫 T. Austin Spark.
Okay, so with all the missionary theologians that who connect the Book of Ezekiel to the Book of Ephesians as one of the theologian in Great Britain, his name is T. Austin Spark.
Spark. 对。我们中文翻译他叫施百克弟兄。
Yeah, so there is a translation about his name. It's called 施百克。So he's a brother Spark.
这个尼托森弟兄他是最尊敬的这个传道人。他在他的年代，他说他是他的属灵的权柄。
So Watchman Nee, brother Watchman Nee, has high regard of brother Spark, and he used to call him. He is truly a spiritual man, and he's my spiritual guidance.
那1957年的时候，他曾经到台湾台北去释放这个信息，14讲。
So in the year of 1957, Brother Spark took a trip to Taiwan, and he spent 14 sessions on the Book of Ephesians, and the way that how he connect the Book of Ezekiel to the Book of Ephesians.
那我就盼望今年我们能够试试看，能不能够把这两本书对在一起来看，来了解到底保罗想要讲的那一个属灵的奥秘，神永远的旨意是怎么一回事？
And so in a similarly, I attempt to connect these two books together, and so we may have a better understanding what is it indeed the mystery of God's eternal purpose.
那我们先因为今天是一个序言，我说要把这两本书的背景大概介绍一下。
So since this is only the introduction or so-called prelude to my series of sermons regarding Book of Ephesians, I'd like to introduce briefly about the background and context of Book of Ezekiel and the Book of Ephesians.
那这个教会以弗所书。
So let's talk about the church in Ephesus.
是保罗在第三次巡回布道的时候去传道建立的这个教会。
So Paul, Apostle Paul, built this church in Ephesus during his third mission tour.
我们请看这个《使徒行传》十九章。
Now let's turn to the Book of Acts, chapter 19.
对，我们来稍微读一下当年保罗去的时候的圣经中的记载。
So let's read a few passages so we may have a better understanding of about Paul's third mission tour and also the church in Ephesus.
使徒行传十九章八节到十一节。
So once again, 十九章。Okay.
So
Book of Acts, chapter 19, verse 8 through 11.
保罗进会堂，放胆讲道，一连三个月，辩论神国的事，劝化众人。
And he entered the synagogues and continued speaking out boldly for 3 months, reasoning and persuading them about the kingdom of God.
后来有些人心里刚硬不信，在众人面前毁谤这道，保罗就离开他们。也叫门徒与他们分离，便在推拉奴的学房天天辩论。
So, but when some were becoming hardened and disobedient, speaking evil of the way before the people, Paul withdrew from them and took away the disciples, reasoning daily in the school of Tyrannus.
这样有两年之久，叫一切住在亚细亚的，无论是犹太人，是希利尼人。都听见主的道。
This took place for 2 years, so that all who lived in Asia heard the word of the Lord, both Jews and Greeks.
神借着保罗的手行了一些非常的奇事。
God was performing extraordinary miracles by the hands of Paul.
这是记载在《使徒行传》十九章的一段历史。
So this is a passage that was recorded in the Book of Acts, chapter 19.
你如果看整个的《使徒行传》，当年这些使徒们到各地去宣讲天国的道。
So if you look through the whole Book of Acts, you know when the missionaries spread out to preach gospel to all the corners.
每个地方在那里待的时间大概都不会超过。一两个月三个月了不起。
So the paid visits to various places, and they usually stay there for a couple of weeks to a couple of months, but not longer than 2 months.
但是这个教会，保罗居然待了多少多长的时间？
But see how long Paul stayed at a church in Ephesus.
两年加三个月，对吧？
He stayed there for 2 years and 3 months.
他就待在以弗所，你如果看你后面的圣经地图，你去找以弗所在哪里。
And so if you look at a map and if you try to paint the particular place called Ephesus.
以弗所就是今天的土耳其，今天土耳其的一个港口在爱琴海的旁边。
And so if you look at a map, you find or you paint the particular place Ephesus is now today is in today's Turkey, and it's a portal. It's a coastal city by the Sea of Aegean.
对，是一个海港。
And so it's a coastal. It's a port.
那保罗在他第三次巡回布道的时候，来到了这一个有名的 城市。
And so during his third mission tour, Paul stopped there.
而且这个城市是一个拜偶像很有名的一个偶像，叫做 Diana。
Yeah. So before that, the whole city was before the city was converted to Christianity, that city used to worship idols. It's particularly the goddess of Diana.
对，所以在那里是一个商业发达、交通发达，而且迷信拜偶像的一个城市。
So in today's term, it's a cosmopolitan city with a lot of commercials going on, but also it's a city full of idols.
那这个时候，保罗来到他们中间。
And during this time, Paul stopped there, and Paul came there.
头三个月对一批人讲道。
And so during his first stay, and during his the first 3 months, he preached to the people in synagogues.
保罗传道的原则，首先他总是对那个地方的他的同胞犹太人讲道。
And you see his pattern of preaching gospel. First of all, he always came to synagogue to preach to his fellow Jew.
这些在以弗所的这些犹太人会堂里头听他讲了三个月，就不要。
So the reality was when Paul stayed there for 3 months and preaching and persuading his fellow Jews in the synagogues for 3 months, his fellow citizens or his fellow Jews are tired of him, thinking he is heresy. So they drove him away.
那所以他就离开这个 synagogue, 然后他就另外到旁边有一个很有名的building 叫做推拉奴学房，在那个地方他重新再开始。
So Paul left the synagogues and he came to the school of a school at Tyrannus where he started all over again.
那在那个地方他一传就传了多久？两年。
And he, according to the scripture, he was able to preaching and persuading them daily for 2 years.
他两年不是一个礼拜讲一场道。
And so, bear this in mind, it's not like today's worship that happens once a week or like on Sunday.
他怎么讲？天天讲。
The scripture says that he persuades and he also shared the word of God daily in the school at the Tyrannus.
你们如果没有讲到，你不知道讲到的费力。他是拼命的，天天开讲台，天天跟人辩论。
If you have never been a preacher or a brother or sister preaching gospel, preaching sharing a message, you know how tiring this job was. But Paul was full of a power that he was able to preach to the people daily, every day.
我年轻的时候到大陆去讲道，一讲讲一个月。
And so when I was younger, when I was traveling into mainland China and preaching gospel for months.
每一次讲完一个月回来就瘫掉了。
Yeah, so,
力气都没有。
So every time I finished my mission tour there after a month, and after I came back to U.S., I can tell you this word, I was exhausted.
那些年头，我有时候讲从八个钟头讲到十二个钟头都有。
And during those time of the year, I usually would preach like 8 to 12 hours a day.
那当然还有吃饭。
And of course, in addition to a meal time.
不管怎么样，这是非常累的一件事情。
But anyway, preaching was an exhausting thing.
所以我读这段记载的时候，我深深地相信一件事。
So when I was reading this particular passage, I believe in one thing deeply.
不是保罗是超人，不是的。
It's not like Paul was a Superman. He was not.
而他跟你跟我是一样，一个凡人。
He was just like you and me. And
但是他变成这么样的有能力的一个大的使徒，在那里为耶稣的见证传扬，一口气讲两年。
But he became such a strong preacher who was able to preach the word of God daily for 2 years.
他的成果是什么？
And what is the result?
不单单建立了以弗所这个城市的一个教会，叫以弗所教会。
So not only he was able to build a church in Ephesus.
刚刚你如果仔细读，这个福音的影响力一直扩大到哪里？
That is a preaching and the gospel was influential.
如果你看地图
to a point,
他在的位置是那个海港。
So if you look at a map, that Ephesus or the city of Ephesus was a portal city, was a coastal city.
刚刚我们读的时候，它的影响力第十节，叫一切住在亚细亚的，无论是犹太人是希利人，都听见主的道。
But so Paul was only preaching gospel in the city of Ephesus, but obviously the gospel was spreading all over to Asia. So all the people in Asia have heard the word of God, both Jews and Greeks.
我换成我们现在的语言。
So if we try to translate this particular passage into today's terminology, So for example, if a Paul teaches preaching daily for 2 years in the city of Seattle,
这个福音的果效传遍整个的 Washington State,
and this gospel was able to spread all over the state of Washington.
听懂了没有？
I hope you have a better understanding of how powerful was Paul's preaching.
他有没有？把整个的亚细亚走完，保罗自己本人。
So did Paul travel all the way and visit every single place of Asia?
他就固定
or Asia Minor.
他就固定在希腊，在这个以弗所的一个他租的一个地方，叫做推拉奴学房这个地方。
No, Paul didn't. He was kind of stick in the city of Ephesus, and in particular, the school at Tyrannus.
什么力量把这么多的人带到这个地方来听他讲道？然后这个道不但影响了他这些听到的个人，而且这些人都被火点起来，他们又怎么样？跑到整个亚细亚的各个地方，把这个伟大的福音传出去，所以这个福音就像星星之火，可以燎原。
So what empowers Paul to share message to point that he's able to bring all the people from Asia to his place, the school at the Tyrannus, and then he's able to mobilize those who have been in the school in the Tyrannus and to preach all the gospel to all the corners of Asia. So what empowers Paul and what mobilized these missionaries or those people who have heard and accept the gospel to spread gospel? To spread gospel to the corners of Asia.
请问这个力量哪里来的？
So let me ask you, who empowered Paul and who empowered all the Christians in Asia?
圣灵。
That's the Holy Spirit.
整个的秘诀就是圣灵能力的充满。
So the mystery of this is all about the filling of the Holy Spirit.
这是一个灵的运动。
So you see, that's a movement of the Holy Spirit.
不是一个人凭他的口才就可以造成的。
And this can be accomplished simply by a man's power.
他前面花了三个月，有人把他赶出去了，对吧？
And because it's evident, it's obvious, Paul spent 3 months in a synagogue preaching to his fellow Jews, but 3 months later, his fellow Jews drove him out.
所以你就知道，这一个神的工作开展的时候，邪灵工作、圣灵工作一起。这是一个叫做什么属灵的征战。
You see, so when we read this passage, we know there is a spiritual warfare, and spiritual warfare was evident in this passage, because when the work of God started, there was always a warfare between the evil spirit and the Holy Spirit.
圣灵的工作强到一个什么地步？
And the strength and the power of the Holy Spirit is as strong as this.
我们刚刚读的是到十一节，我再请你多读一节，十二节。
Now let's continue to read one more verse followed the previous passage. Let's read verse 12.
甚至有人从保罗身上拿手巾或围裙放在病人身上，病就怎么样？好了，恶鬼也出去了。
So the Holy Spirit is so powerful.As it is evident in verse 12, so that the handkerchiefs or apron were even carried from his body to the sick, and the disease left them, and the evil spirit went out.
我要把我的口罩给你，你拿去抖抖看。
Yeah, so how about let me give you the mask that I've been carrying to you, and let's see if it can drive away the disease.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹。 当圣灵运行的时候
So my dear fellow Christians, when the Holy Spirit is working,
这个风刮起来的时候
When the wind blows,
所向无敌
Wherever it goes, it blows away.
不但保罗被这个火点起来，他周围所有听到的人，愿意来顺服这个真道的人，做了耶稣的门徒的人，他们的身上怎么样？也点了火，对不对
？So not only was Paul was flamed, but also all those who come to Paul and listen to him.
这个时候应该是主后54年。
That probably took place around 54 AD.
对，那个时候保罗大概56岁。
About that time, Paul was 56.
好，这个教会就大大的在亚细亚。做了美好的事情。
And so this particular church in Ephesus has done wonderful jobs and has done wonderful things among the Asia Minor.
所以我们现在读的是当年神借着保罗的手做了这个工，在以弗所的教会，保罗被关起来的时候，他写了这封信来鼓励这些弟兄姊妹继续为主发光。
So now the passage we just read from the book of Acts is a description about how this church in Ephesus has worked amazingly and incredibly. But in the book of epistle letter, the book of Ephesians, Paul is writing is sending them a letter reminding them that how the church is used to be and try to encourage them to do to start all over again.
这是一个荣耀得胜的开始。
And you see, this is the beginning of a victory.
加四十年。
Huh?
加四十年。
Plus 40 years.
那就来到了主后96年左右，94年、96年左右。
Now it came about 96 AD.
又有一封信给以弗所。
And there is another letter that was sent into the church in Ephesus.
不是约翰写的了。
It is no longer written. It was not written by Apostle John.
不是啊，对不起，对，不是保罗写的。
Yeah, it was not written by Apostle Paul.
那个时候是约翰写的。
It was written by Apostle John.
但是真正写这封信的作者是主耶稣自己，
对
吧
？We all knew, we all know that true writer of this letter was from our dear Lord Jesus Christ.
好，如果你记得这个啊，启示录第三章，第二章。
So if we turn to a book of the Revelation, chapter 2,
第三节到第五节
from verse 3-5,
主耶稣对这个教会说话
And these are the words from the Lord Jesus to the church in Ephesus.
你也人有没有刚刚我们读的那段话的后面就是启示录二章第三节到第五节，对。
Yeah, so the book of Revelation, chapter 2, verse 3-5.
你也忍耐，曾为我的名劳苦，并不乏倦。然而有一件事我要责备你，就是你把起初的爱心离弃了。
Yeah, so that's verse 3-4. And you have a perseverance and have endured for my name's sake and have not grown weary. But I have this against you, that you have left your first love.
所以你当应该回想你是从哪里坠落的，并要悔改，行起初所行的事。你若不悔改，我就临到你那里，把你的灯台挪去。
Therefore, remember from where you have fallen, and repent, and do the deeds you did first, or else I'm coming to you, and will remove your lampstand out of this place, unless you repent.
所以这封信是一个非常严肃的信。
And so this is a serious letter. This is a serious warning from God, from Lord Jesus Christ.
从耶稣的眼中，主耶稣没有忘记当年他们是怎么样热心为主做见证。
So from the perspective of the Lord, Lord Jesus Christ didn't forget how the church in Ephesus had started out and worked, and how they had loved the people.
你曾为我的名劳苦，并不乏倦。
And as the Lord Jesus said that you have a perseverance and have endured for my name's sake and have not grown weary.
当你被圣灵的火点燃的时候，你根本就
什么都不顾了。
Because when you were flamed by the Holy Spirit, you would consider nothing as obstacles.
没有任何事物可以拦阻这一个圣灵的能力。
And nothing can prevent from the power of the Holy Spirit.
可是四十年一过
，But 40 years later，
怎么样？这一代那一代的人慢慢就怎么样？老了。
And that particular generation of a Christian have faded away.
下面起来的是第二代了。
And here arise the second generation of Christians.
他们并不知道当年神在他们中间是怎么样的大大有能力的做工。
And they didn't know precisely or had the experience to know how God worked greatly among the first generations.
他们能够承继那个外壳。
They probably inherit the outside of the church.
但是他们没有办法承继什么？那个里面的圣灵的意象。
But they probably were not able to really inherit or receive the true spiritual reality.
自然而然。
And the vision.
剩下来的是什么？啊？
传统。
就是一个传统，就是一个外表，就是一个仪式。
And naturally, they inherit. That's what we call today a tradition or ritual.
主耶稣愿意吗？不愿意。
And is this God's desire? No.
所以借着老约翰。写了这封信，警告这个教会，你们要悔改。
So through the hand of Apostle John, he was writing this letter to the church in Ephesus and give them warning.
所以主就说，把你起初的爱恢复过来。
And so that's why in verse five, it says, "Remember from where you have fallen and repent. Do the deeds you did first. That is, restore the first love."
所以主对他的教会的要求高还是低？
So now, does God have a really high expectation of His church?
那个起初的爱就是上好的爱的意思。
And of course, indeed, he has high expectation of his first church. The first love is the best love.
不要做一个温吞水的教会。
So no longer to be a lukewarm church.
不冷不热。
That is lukewarm, not too cold, not too hot.
你说你不信吗？你也信。
It's like, you know, it's not like you don't believe in the Lord Jesus.
说你信吗？信了个拉拉塌塌。
But yes, yes, indeed, we do believe him, but we don't believe him deeply.
我觉得我们今天的一个末世的教会的一个最大的问题就是有一个外表。
So the biggest problem in today's church or in end time church is this.
初恋的男女最宝贵的是什么？
So what is most precious thing between lovers?
是。全世界就他们两个，别的都无所谓了。
Yeah, it's as if it's only them, and the rest of the world is gone.
老夫老妻的悲哀是什么？
And what's the sad thing about a husband and a wife who married too long?
什么？你们都不敢讲话。
What is this?
那股热情没有了。
That the passion that used to share was gone.
对不对？主耶稣在这里就是说，你跟我当年是怎么样的 first love， 但是你们今天这副温度，你如果不悔改，我把灯台从你们家里搬走。
And this is the same question the Lord is asking the church in Ephesus. Where is our first love? Where was the passion that we used to share? So no wonder here's a warning. If you do not restore the first love, I have to remove you. I have to remove your gold lampstand.
好。这个是在以弗所你要看见的它整个的过程。
And so you see, this is the background of the book of Ephesians.
那我们下面来看刚刚我说的以西结。
And now,
对，以西结。
Yeah. So now let's go back to the Old Testament as a comparison. I'd like to introduce briefly about the background of the book of Ezekiel.
那要理解以西结，那你就要知道他的当时的时代的背景。
And so, of course, you know, this is the Old Testament. So in order to understand the book of Ezekiel better, we have to understand the historical background.
我们请打开以西结这本书。
So now let's turn to the book of Ezekiel.
你找得到吗？在哪里？读过没有？
Have you read the book of Ezekiel?
如果没有读过，你今天回家好好把这本书读，一定让你非常怎么讲？神奇。
And let me call this book. If I haven't read the whole book of Ezekiel, let me encourage you to do this after this, because it's a magical book.
对，我们读第一章第一节，到第三节吧。
So now let's read the first three verses from Book of Ezekiel, chapter 1, verse 1 through 3.
当三十年四月初五日，以西结在加巴鲁河边的贝鲁的人中，天就开了，得见神的异象。
Now it came about in the 30th year, on the 5th day of the 4th month, while I was by the river Kibar, among the exiles, the heavens were opened, and I saw visions of God.
正是约雅金王被掳去第五年四月初五日。
On the 5th day of the month, in the 5th year of a king in Jehoiakim's exile,
在加勒底人之地加巴鲁河边，耶和华的话特特临到布西的儿子祭司以西结，耶和华的灵降在他身上。
And verse 3, the word of the Lord came expressly to Ezekiel the priest, the son of Buzi, in the land of Chandelines by the river Kibar, and there the hand of the Lord came upon him.
这个地点是在巴比伦。
So you see now, let me make this clear. That took place in Babylon.
而且是在一条 有名的河，叫做加巴鲁河，它是这个幼弗拉底河中间的一个 branch.
By the river of Kiba, that was a branch river of Euphrates.
那他怎么会跑到这个地方来呢？
So why the prophet Ezekiel came to that particular place?
他本人的，照着他的职业来说，他是干嘛，哪一行的？
So by profession, what profession he was doing?
你从第三节刚刚读的，他是祭司的后代，祭司。
So if you read verse 3, you know that he is a descendant of a priest.
那在以色列十二个支派里面，谁可以做祭司？
So according to the 12 tribes of the Israelites, which tribe is destined to be the priest?
祭司就是
利
未支派里面 有一个 family 亚伦的后代才可以做祭司的，对吧？
So according to the Israelite tradition, we know that the priest can only come through the family of Aaron and the tribe of Levi.
那他们的办公厅应该在哪里？
So where are the working? And so where are the working offices?
应该在耶路撒冷的圣殿才是他们上班的地方，对吧？
Yeah, so the holy temple in Jerusalem is where they work.
好，这是在正常情况之下，这一个神的祭司应该是在耶路撒冷，在圣殿侍奉神。他刚刚好是三十岁，刚刚可以出来侍奉。
And so usually, according to the tradition, that a priest is supposed to work in the holy temple in Jerusalem. And Ezekiel, by the time, was about 30 years old. So it is prime time serving the Lord.
他在不在耶路撒冷？
But he was not in the city of Jerusalem.
他不但不在耶路撒冷，他在外邦，在巴比伦。的一个河边加巴鲁，那这个地方是被掳到巴比伦做奴隶的一个劳动营。
And so, instead of being staying in the Jerusalem and also the Holy Temple, by that time Ezekiel was one of the exiles who was put into a working camp by the river of Kiba in Babylon.
所以你就要问了，哎，犹太人怎么会有这段历史？
So you might wonder,
王国，然后他们变成王国奴。
Yeah, so you might wonder what happened to the Israelites. Obviously, their country was destroyed, and they were in exiles.
所以你读过旧约圣经历史的人，你就知道犹太人曾经有一段时间，就是他们大卫、所罗门之后，国家分成南北朝。那北朝叫做以色列，南朝叫做犹大。
And so, if you read briefly about the history of Israelites, you know that after the second king, that is the King Solomon, the kingdom of Israelites were broke down into two kingdoms. Northern kingdom is called Israel, and the southern kingdom is called Judah.
对，那耶路撒冷是在南朝这个
这犹大的这个地方。
So Jerusalem was happened to be the capital city of the southern kingdom, that is kingdom of Judah.
北朝呢没有，他们没有圣殿。
And the northern kingdom didn't have a holy temple.
那他们就被就十个支派就在这个地方建了一个代替品，来他们在那个山上侍奉神。
And so the ten tribes who remained in the northern kingdom had to build a kind of an alternative temple where they worship God.
但是神不在他们中间。
But bear this mind, God didn't live with them.
所以那十九个王都没有一个王像样。
So none of the 19 kings in northern kingdom is good.
所以北朝就被灭，是亡于亚述王的手里。
So the northern kingdom was destroyed earlier by the Syrian king.
他们就被掳到天下各地，就消失了，这十个支派就消失了。
So they spread all over the world, and when time comes by, they disappear.
对，但是那个时候大概应该是主前722年。
That probably took place around 722 BC.
表面看起来，他们就被世界的人通通忘记，他们就四散，也没有人知道他们跑到天涯海角什么地方去了。
And so from outside, it looks like these tribes disappear in the history, and no one knows where they are exactly.
但是神的话却说。
But the word of God says,
有一天这些失散的十个支派通通要怎么样回来。
The word of God says that these lost ten tribes will be returned.
这是主前700多年前神曾经开的支票了。
And you have to bear this in mind, this is what we call a rainy check issued by God about 722 BC.
你如果问我，你怎么知道圣经是上帝的话
？So if you ask me, how are you convicted that the Bible is the word of God?
怎么证明
？How can you prove it?
就是你从神的话来看，神以前讲过什么话，后来时间到的时候应不应验他的话。
One of the quicker way is that let's see the promises that God has said, and then now later on, let's check to see if his prophecy has been fulfilled or his promises have been fulfilled.
在旧约里面，神做了很多很重要的预言。
So in the Old Testament, God has made many, many prophecies.
那最重要的预言就是说到他的儿子要来到这个世界做人类的救主。
And of course, the biggest prophecy is about the coming of his begotten son.
那是关乎耶稣的事。
Because this is about the Lord Jesus Christ.
对吧？所以耶稣一生的故事在旧约里面都讲完整的讲述给我们。
And so even in the Old Testament, the story in the life of Jesus Christ has been foreshadowed or has been kind of revealed.
那等到耶稣来的时候，就一的这些预言都应验了。
And so when the Lord Jesus Christ came down to the earth in the New Testament time, he fulfilled everything.
那信的人就得救了，不信的人就灭亡了。
And so whoever believes him will be saved, and whoever doesn't believe or didn't believe him will be gone.
那是关乎主耶稣自己。但是他的神的选民以色列，神在他们身上也做过非常伟大的预言。
But there is also one special prophecy that God said in the Old Testament regarding His chosen people, the Israelites.
所以这个北国亡掉，十个支派通通四散天下，没有人知道他们到哪里去了。
So,
可是现在到了21世纪，这个事情怎么样？一样一样的应验，十个支派通通回来了。
So about 722 BC, in the time when the northern kingdom was destroyed by King Assyria, and then the ten tribes disappear. But now let's come back to the 21st century when we see that how this prophecy has been fulfilled. Because now we see there are groups of Israelites come back to Israel one by one.
我们现在正在世界大战第三次世界大战的边缘。
And I hate to say this, but it seems likely that we are at the brim, we are at the edge of a third world war.
但永远知道我们现在正在这个边缘。
So, is anyone who are aware of this? We are literally in the by the edge of a third world war.
有人给我发短信，彭弟兄啊，这个苏俄跟这个乌克兰打仗，
圣经有没有讲过？
And some of the fellow Christians actually tested me and asked me, Brother Paul, did you ever see there's any prophecy regarding the war between Russia and Ukraine?
有没有什么特别属灵的意义啊？
Is any kind of a significant spiritual insight?
诸位，阁下认为如何？
Let me ask you this. What's your opinion?
我们虽然不能够很清楚地说出来，到底这个战争在圣经的预言里头哪里很清楚地讲过。
Although we have no clear picture, we're still not clear how we can how this war between Russia and Ukraine would fit in the Bible from biblically.
但是我知道一件事。
But one thing I know.
这一次这个乌克兰的总统是一个犹太人。
And the president Zelensky of the Ukraine is a Jew.
对吧？一个犹太人做了外邦人的总统。
So can you imagine this? A Jewish president rule over a Gentile country that is Ukraine.
那是有它的特殊含义的。
And I believe there is a significant
meaning. 因为旧约里有两个人物也是做过外邦人的这个头头的。
Because in the Old Testament, there are also two Israelites who rule over Gentile countries.
最早的是约瑟，对吧？
First of all, the first one is Joseph.
他做到埃及的宰相。
Who was almost like the prime minister of Egypt.
还有一个人。啊，但以理，对吧？
There is another one that is in the book of Daniel.
所以
Daniel.
当犹太人在外邦做了头头的时候，一定有神的手在后头的。
And so you see, one thing I'm sure that when a chosen people, an Israelite or a Jew is sitting over the throne of a Gentile country, there's a hand of God behind it.
第一次世界大战跟犹太人有关系，第二次世界大战跟犹太人有关系。
So the first two world wars has to do with the Israelites or has to do with the Jews.
这一次还是跟犹太人有关系。
And once again, the conflict or the war between Russia and Ukraine.And it's once again about a certain Jews who's the president of Ukraine or a president of a Gentile country.
俄罗斯的总统 叫他的空军去炸，什么不好炸？他炸一个犹太人的纪念馆。
And so you see, when the president of Russia ordered the Air Force strike a certain target, that particular target was a Jewish memorial.
对，纪念二次世界大战犹太人受纳粹的这个屠杀。
That is to remember the Holocaust by the Nazi during the Second World War.
所以在那里建了一个纪念馆。
So there to build a Jewish memorial.
这是普京把它给炸了。
Monumental. So and this time, a president of Russia ordered an Air Force strike.
所以我有一个感觉。
Over that particular monumental.
神要把乌克兰摇一摇。
So I just had this gut feeling that God is about to shake the country of Ukraine.
摇一摇干嘛？
For what? For what purpose?
啊，逃啊！
That is to flee, to run away.
那他要把什么人摇出来？
So what he tries to bring about by shaking that particular country?
在乌克兰的什么？犹太人吗？
That is to let the Jewish people, the Jewish people in Ukraine to run away, to flee from the country.
我就接到很多的信，犹太人从耶路撒冷写来，请我们募捐。
So I've received multiple emails and letters from Israel asking us for donation.
帮他们买飞机票能够飞到以色列去。
And helping these Jewish people in Ukraine to take a plane to fly to fly to Israel.
总有他后面的道理在那里的。
And you see, for everything that happened in this world, there is always something behind it.
因为但以理书的核心话语就是神在什么中间掌权啊？人的国中掌权。
So one of the important message about the book of Daniel is God is at work in man's country.
你要看见，虽然以色列王国。
So you have to have this in your mind that although the northern kingdom was destroyed, the ten tribes ran away.
可是神的话说，他们有一天通通给我回来。
But it's God's promise.
而且说得很绝对，没有一个留在外邦。
And it's God's promise that every single one of them will be brought back. Not a single one will be left behind.
所以当你看到这样的事情的时候，你不得不相信。这个圣经所讲的话是人讲的还是神讲的
So if you have to examine what's happening in front of your eyes, you have to believe God's promises in this book and know that this is not a book written by man, but by God.
人讲不出这样的话
Because not a single man can speak such a thing.
祖前七八百年前讲过的这个话现在到了主后2020年居然神还在那里把他的子民从天的四方怎么样叫回来
So this promise that all Jewish people will be brought back to God that took place about 722 BC and now even today God is bringing all the Jewish people around the world to be back to Israel
世界没有第二本书像我们的圣经这么奇妙
So there is no other book as magical, as incredible, as the Bible.
我最近讲过一篇道跟别的教会讲的，我说圣经里面有两个 irrefutable evidence.
And so I shared another message in another church, and I said there were two irrefutable messages.
就是无可否认的，无可推诿的证据。
So undeniable, an irrefutable evidence.
一个就是以色列这个民人民。
And the first one is the Israelites.
另一个就是圣殿。
And the second is the Holy Temple.
对吧？以色列人整个的生活就跟圣殿绑在一起的。
And you see, the life of Israelites is all about the Holy Temple.
那神对这个圣殿与圣民都有很清楚的预言。以前会怎么样后来会怎么样将来会怎么样通通讲得清清楚楚
and there is a clear vision and a clear promises of prophecy regarding the holy temple and its chosen people what would happen to them and what will happen later
好那现在我们看这个以西结的时候你就知道他现在所处的时段是南国犹大王国的时候的历史
So the northern kingdom has been destroyed earlier, and now here come the destruction of the southern kingdom.
那个时候，南国是亡于巴比伦王尼布加尼撒。
And so we know that if you read the history, we know the southern kingdom was destroyed by Babylon.
那这个王曾经来耶路撒冷攻打前后三次。
And that particular king has tried to conquer the city of Jerusalem for 3 times.
第一次来是主前606年。
And the first took place about the
606
BC.
对，这是第一次来。第二，那个时候就把但以理这个人。一批人掳到巴比伦去。
So during his first attempt, and Daniel along with other young men, fine men, were brought back to Babylon.
第二次来是598 BC.
And the second took place around 598 BC.
对，他第二次来。那第二次来的时候就把。这一个我们现在读的这个作者以西结掳到巴比伦去。
And so during his second conquest, that he put a lot of it, he captured a lot of it Israelites, including the prophet Ezekiel.
最后他来的时候就是586年，他来把整个以色列的首都耶路撒冷毁了，圣殿拆了。
And the last conquest took place in 586 BC. And during his last conquest, all the city of Jerusalem was destroyed, including the Holy Temple.
好，那这个时候，这个先知，这个那个时候他是应该是祭司，但是他被掳了以后就失业了。神叫他改一行。
So by profession, Ezekiel was a priest. But since he was in exile, he lost his job. So God asked him to change another career course.
所以他本来是走投无路，现在落荒于外邦，做了人家的奴隶，在做奴工，在奴工营里头没有前途的。
And so you see, Ezekiel was about 30 years old. He used to be a priest, and now he's working in a working camp by the river of Kiba in a foreign country. And he was hopeless.
但是神领导他。
And now, according to the verse, it says the hand of the Lord came upon him.
本来是一个绝望的青年。
And so he was a hopeless a young man.
国家亡了，圣殿也没了。
His country was gone, and the holy temple was destroyed.
现在做人家的奴隶。
And now he was a slave. He was just a slave working in a working camp.
前途是什么？
And what is the future? Where his future hold on?
假使是你是我，一定是非常什么 ？Depressed.
So if we were like Ezekiel, that we have no hope, we have no career, we working as a slave in a working camp, we might be just desperate and depressed.
神领到他。
But the hand of God came upon him.
最伟大的一句话，天怎么样？开了。
And here's the greatest vision there, that the heaven was open.
你在圣经里面看过几次讲到天开了？
And how many times did you read the similar verse when it says the heavens are open?
天平常是关的。
And you have to bear this in mind, most of the time the heavens are closed in the closed time.
当天开的时候是什么事？
And so when the heavens are open, what would happen?
啊，大事发生了。
And the big thing, the great thing happens.
我们上个礼拜讲的两个礼拜前讲到的时候，我讲一个重点，就是说我们每一个人都需要什么，看见异象。
And so about 2 weeks ago, well, when I'm sharing this a message regarding the book of Ephesus, I said one of the important things that we all need is we have to have this vision.
这个 vision 不是地上的 vision, 这个 vision 必须是什么，天上的 vision。
So it's not about a vision on this earth, but rather a vision about heavens.
当地变成一片 死亡的气息，没有前途的时候，感谢神，神把天向你怎么样打开。
So when the whole earth is desolate, thanks be to God, because God opened the doors of heaven.
天一开就有异象。
And so you see, when the heavens are open, here comes the vision.
对吧，有了异象你就有道路。
And so when there is a vision, there is a way.
没有异象名就四散，这是箴言的话。
And so once again, this has been fulfilled when the Bible says that when there is no vision, people spread all over, and they disappear.
但是有了异象，这个异象就好像磁铁一样把你抓住了。
So this vision, once we have a vision, it's like we have the magnet that attract us.
好，所以这是这个以西结所在的那个时代的背景。
And so this is so far the historical background regarding the book of Ezekiel.
然后他就从这里开始看到第一个异象。
And now from then on, from verse 4, Ezekiel the prophet see the first vision.
下面的48章圣经总共讲了七个异象。
And so the following 48 chapters of the book of Ezekiel is all about seven visions.
这七个意象的讲解就是保罗的三封信。
And so these seven visions, literally, if we try to translate into today's New Testament letters, are three epistle letters written by Apostle Paul.
对，所以我们如果要真的懂保罗到底在讲什么，
So if we try to understand these three epistle letters written by Apostle Paul,
你必须回到旧约里面看神当初怎么样把天打开的时候让人看见的那个异象里头，是这七个异象就解析了那个实体
So if we
会翻这句话
Okay, I try.
You try.
Yeah, so if we try to understand the three epistle letters written by Apostle Paul, we have to revisit the book of Ezekiel, especially the three visions that he said.
因为在这个哥罗西书里面曾经讲过一件事，就是说有一个东西叫做影儿，有一个东西叫做实体。
Yeah, so it's about like a book of Colossians, it's about the shadows, and also another one is a reality substantiality. Substance, shadow and substance.
我们看国旗代表什么？国旗。
So now let's talk about the national flag. So if we look at a flag, say for example the U.S. flag, national flag.
每一个 flag它有意思。
You see, every national flag carries its own meaning.
美国的国旗是怎么组成的？
So,
星星有几颗啊？
So the U.S. national flag is a stripes and stars. So how many stars on the flag?
50颗，对吧？
50.
代表什么？
50 stars.
It
represents 50 states.
然后它那个星条条呢？
And now, if you look at the stripes,
13条。
13.
最早的时候，美国建国的时候有十三州，对吧？
13 stripes represents the first three colonies that the American established.
这个旗你看上去就知道美国的历史大概是怎么一回事。
So if you look at that, the flag, you have a brief understanding of about this country's history.
所以那个旗是一个 symbol.
So that flag is a symbol.
对吧？那它 reality 是什么？
And what's the reality?
就是美国这个国家。
So from that flag, that's a symbol of a reality that is a country.
对吧？神也是同样的道理。
And so this is the same way when we try to understand New and Old Testament.
旧约神旧约给我们整个的记载这一段漫长的历史，从创世纪一直到这个什么马拉基书。
So the Old Testament is a long history book about the Israelites, from the book of Genesis to the very end or the last book of the Malachi.
我们读的都是故事。
So you see, this is all history books. It's about Israelites. It's all about histories and stories.
保罗告诉我们，这些都是影儿。
But
shadow,
Apostle
symbol.
Says that these Old Testaments are just a shadow.
但是它的 reality, 它的实体。是在基督里头。
But the substance or the reality is in Jesus Christ.
那保罗把就想要把这个 reality 这个实体属灵的实体讲给我们听。
Paul tried to explain and tried to let us understand the true reality of the New Testament.
所以我们要来认识这个保罗所讲的这一个属灵的神的旨意的时候，我们必须跑到旧约里去把那个图找出来。
So in order to understand, like I mentioned earlier in the beginning, in order to understand the New Testament or the three epistle letters, the reality of Jesus Christ, we have to look back. We have to visit the Old Testament, the picture, to make this connection.
好，那我最后一个点。
So my last point for this sermon.
就是我们讲到这本书《以弗所书》，它的有几个重要的词汇，必须把它先抓住。
So there are a few special terminologies or terms that was very unique and special in the Book of Ephesians.
好，我们先读《以弗所书》第一章。
Now let's read the Book of Ephesians first, chapter one.
对，我要先读的是17-19节。对不起。第一章我们是读这个第八节，念到十一节，
okay,
对啊，八到十一节。
So let's read the passage from the Book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verse 8 through 11.
对，这恩典是神用诸般智慧聪明，充充足足赏给我们的。
Which he lavished on us in all wisdom and insight.
都是照他自己所预定的美意，叫我们知道他旨意的奥秘。
He made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his kind intention, which he purposed in him.
要照所安排的，在日期满足的时候，使天上地上一切所有的，都在基督里面同归于一。
With a view to an administration suitable to the fullness of the times, that is, the summing up of all things in Christ, things in the heavens and things on the earth.
我们也在他里面得了基业，这原是那随己意行做万事的，照着他旨意所预定的。
In him also we have obtained an inheritance, having been predestined according to his purpose, who works all things after the counsel of his will.
这些 没有一个字你 看不识字。
So the incredible thing about this passage is that you know every single word of it.
但是你放在一起问问自己刚刚到底在读了什么东西。
But when you read them through, do you really understand them?
啊，大不大？
Do you really understand what these passages are about?
你会发现似懂非懂。
It's like somehow you know it, but you still don't know of it.
因为保罗要讲的东西太大了。
Because the thing that Paul tried to describe in this passage is way too big.
这个事情是天上的事情。
And because this thing is about the things in heaven.
是关乎上帝的。
It's about God.
关乎他的旨意的。
About his purpose and will.
现在用人的话，就好像一个大人对小朋友要讲。
Yeah.
我将来要你做总统。
So this thing is way too big and way too holy and way too about God. So it's like as if you try to teach a toddler and by telling him, "Son, you will be a president someday."
这个小把戏懂不懂你在讲什么？
Well, this toddler really understands what you're talking.
他根本就不知道你在讲什么。
He has no idea.
我要的就是奶，有奶就可以，别给我讲总统啊。
Yeah. So all the toddlers need is milk, and milk is everything that he needs.
所以。有很大的差距。
There is a huge gap between understandings between these two parties.
所以保罗知道他的话再讲，听什么听，讲言之者纯纯，听之者渺渺。
So Paul, Apostle Paul, truly understands that no matter how hard he tried to make his audience to understand, however his audience is still in the dark.
那我只要把一个词汇。把它先点出来。
So in order to help us have a better understanding, I'd like to point a couple of words or specific words.
在十一节。
So in verse 11.
我们也在他里面得了基业，这原是那位随己意行做万事的，照着他旨意所预定的。
Okay, so in him also we have obtained an inheritance, having been predestined according to his purpose, who works all things after the counsel of his will.
对，在这个地方，你如果听英文的翻译，有的时候是讲 will， 有的时候是讲 purpose.
Yeah, so if you read this particular verse, there is a combination, because one way it says there is a purpose, another thing is there is his will.
那我们中文更妙了。
And it's even more beautifully translated into Chinese.
他有的时候是讲旨意，有的时候是讲己意，有的时候是讲美意。
Yeah, so it's about inheritance and the good pleasure and also his will.
没有没有，我不是这里不是讲 inheritance， 我是集中在这个美意啊、旨意啊、己意啊，到底是哪个意？
Right. So the good pleasure, his will, his purpose. So what are these three words about?
其实他都有他每神用的每一个字，圣灵用的每一个字都有他的讲究。
And so you see, bear this mind, God uses word precisely. He doesn't mingle.
好，那我现在要把它特别拉出来，在这个序言里面跟大家讲的这个字，就是这里第十一节的这个照他旨意的这个旨意是一个特别的字。
And so one of the words I'd like to point it out, particularly in that verse, is his will.
好，另外这个字用两次，这是第一次，第二次在第三章。
And so that particular word his will is used twice, first in this verse and second in chapter 3,
也是十一节。
And once again that's chapter 3 verse
11。 对，那十一节，三章十一节，这是保罗说，这是照神从万事以前在我们主基督耶稣里所定的旨意。
So chapter 3 verse 11, right?
对。
Oh, okay, so verse 11 says, this was in accordance with the eternal purpose which he carried out in Christ Jesus our Lord.
所以你在这里你如果注意看，听英文跟中文有一个差别。
And so did you see the difference between the, in the English translation? Did you notice the difference?
有一个 purpose 这个字英文。
Yeah, so in chapter 3 verse 11, there's a purpose.
但是它在这个 purpose 前面英文有一个词形容这个旨意。
Yeah, there's an adjective to describe that particular purpose.
叫什么？永远的旨意。
It's called the eternal purpose.
但是中文你就看不见永远的旨意这四个字，没有。
And so there, but there is no such a Chinese translation about this eternal purpose.
那我现在就特别要把这个词跟大家来解释一下，因为 整个我们所讲的就围绕在这一个字上。
So I'd like to explain this particular word carefully because the book of Ephesians is all about this eternal purpose.
对，有的像那个我刚刚提到的那个神的仆人，英国的 T. Austin Spark， 他用的一个词叫做 persistent will.
Oh, yeah. So
purpose.
Brother Spark actually used another word to describe that as a persistent purpose.
对。所以这个是他当时用的那个字，要加强说这个字是一个 persistent 的 purpose。
Yeah, so Brother Spark used instead of eternal purpose, he chose persistent to describe God's purpose to emphasize this ongoing purpose that God carried out.
好，神就把一个词来把他心里面想要得到的那个目标。
And so when we talk about eternal purpose, we see and we know that God has set the goal. He has set the target.
这个字在整个的圣经里面是用过12次。
So eternal purpose, this particular word has been used 12 times in Bible.
八次被翻译成旨意。
So 8 times that particular word was translated as will.
中文翻译成不是 will,
purpose, okay, yeah.
它是有 difference. Will 跟 purpose 是不一样的。
And so there is a difference between will and purpose. And so this particular word that God's persistent purpose was used 12 times, 8 of them is called purpose.
另外四次翻译成什么呢？
And another 4.
啊，陈设饼。
Was translated as the bread.
On the altar. Showbread. Showbread.
So where does the showbread, where is the showbread was placed?
最早是在摩西建的会幕，对吧？
First, it was placed in the tabernacle. The built was Moses.
那这个会幕的前面叫做圣所，后面叫做至圣所。
And so the front space is called the holy place. And the another unit behind it is called Holy of the Holies.
那前面圣所有三个家具。
And so in that holy place, there are three furnitures were placed.
你一进去，左手边金灯台。
To your left hand, when you first enter, here is a golden gold stamp, lampstand.
右边
and to your right,
陈设饼的桌子
and there is a desk that where the showbread was placed.
那正前方
and to your up front,
金香炉对吧
？There is this.
这是在这个圣所的三件家具各有所代表。
And so these three furnitures actually carry three different biblical meanings.
那这个字就是指着那一个桌子上摆的陈设饼。
So the eternal purpose is four times it was translated into the showbread.
所以我这样解释的时候，就让大家有一个简单的意念。
So.Well, I'm trying to prepare you to understand. I hope you have this a brief understanding.
这里有一个 purpose, 有一个旨意。
Yeah, so here is a purpose.
谁的旨意？
Whose purpose?
神的旨意。
God's purpose.
而这个旨意是放在神的圣所里头，摆在那里，永远作为一个标记。
And that God's purpose was...The showbread that was placed in the holy place as eternal symbol of God.
对吧？这个会幕后来就变成了什么？圣殿，对吧
？So later on, the tabernacle was translated into the holy temple.
所以这一个在神的心目中是要神借着这个整个的会幕或者整个的圣殿，每一个里面所摆设的都要向人启示什么？
So whether it is the tabernacle or the holy temple in the later times, and every single thing that was in that particular place, try to help people to understand what?
神的旨意。
Try to understand God's eternal purpose.
神为什么创造这个宇宙？
So why God created the whole universe?
神为什么创造 亚当夏娃。
Why God created Adam and Eve?
神为什么造你造我？
Why God created you and me?
当我们失落犯罪堕落死亡的时候，神为什么又打发他的儿子来把我们救回来？
And we have a fallen and fallen to the trap of the devil.
一切的一切是为何而为？
And why God sent forth His begotten Son to save us?
对吧？
And for
我们要问问题，就要问打破砂锅问到底，最后的终结是为什么目的而做
？So if we try to understand this question, if we try to understand this and try to get to the bottom of that,
所以神有一个伟大的旨意，一切都照着这个终极的目标，神做行做万事。
And so everything, every answer actually is pointing to this great, the ultimate eternal purpose.
对，这个目的你如果懂了，你就可以解释整个宇宙的来龙去脉，都可以讲得清清楚楚。
So if you really know and understand this ultimate eternal purpose of God, you will be understand this whole universe and all the reasons behind it.
人在问一个问题，我们活在这个世界干什么？
And one of the eternal questions we always ask ourselves, Lord, if we're honest, why do we live in this world?
每天做的事情基本上是一样的，对不对？
Because we basically repeat And from the day you were born until the day that you leave this world, we repeat over and over.
对不对？我们人都一直在做重复的事情，一直做到最后死了，白了，一了百了。
Yeah. So it's kind of sad to make a point of it, but it seems like there is always a repetition in our lives and repeat our daily lives and over until that particular day we leave the world.
聪明的人老老想，真没意思。
And the smart people probably will already jump to the conclusion, and there is no meaning in life.
所以很多的哲学家就说，is absurd, 荒谬。
Yeah, so no wonder that many philosophers even would argue that it's absurd to even live in this world because it's meaningless.
所以人就说，今朝有酒怎么样？今朝醉，死了拉倒。
And no wonder some people would argue, let's enjoy while we can.
这不是你我存在的道理。
And my dear fellow Christian friends, let me tell you this. This is not your life. This is not your meaning of a life.
所以神本的圣经，神给我们他的答案。
And through this whole Bible, and through all the books of the Bible, there is one answer. It all pointed to one answer.
最后终极的那一个目标，那个叫做神永远的旨意。
And so the eternal, the ultimate goal that God has set in the Bible for us is called His eternal purpose.
这是神要告诉我们每一个人的。
And this is what God tries to tell us.
那在这本书里面就用了这两次，一次在一章的十一节，一次在这个第三章的十一节。
So His eternal purpose has mentioned twice in this book of Ephesians, first in chapter 1 and the second in chapter 3.
好，我们今天就停在这里。
And we'll pause here.
我们低头祷告。
Let us bow down and pray.
亲爱的主。
Dear Heavenly Father and dear Lord.
你有伟大的永恒的旨意。
You are having this eternal and great purpose.
所以你才创造这个浩瀚的宇宙。
And for that particular purpose, you have created the universe.
你也创造我们这些渺小的人。
And for that purpose, you have created us.
主啊，做事的人老早就说，看见这一切，人算什么？
And so no wonder the psalmist says that, look at all things, who we are.
我们在这个宇宙中连一个灰尘都算不了。
We are not even counted as a dust in this big universe.
但是你却看我们为宝贵。
And yet you treasure us. You took us as a treasure.
宝贵到一个地步，你愿意当我们失落的时候，用打发你的儿子，用他的性命来换取我们这些失落的人。
And you took us as a treasure to a point that when we have fallen into sins and transgressions, you have sent forth your begotten Son to save us.
主啊，我们只有惊奇。你奇妙的智慧，你奇妙的作为。
And Lord, we are in awe of your magical words and incredible things.
我们就祷告，求你的旨意显明在我们每一个人的身上。
And Lord, it is our desire and pray that may your will be revealed to us.
让我们真的明白，
so that we truly know
神的 奥秘，神的智慧，神的大能。
So we truly know your mystery, your wisdom, and your power.
让我们的人生有了意义，有了价值。
So that our life have a meaning and a value.
让我们知道我们活着为什么。
So that we know that for who that we have a living for.
求你听我们的祷告。
Please listen to our prayer.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray this prayer in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.